Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Hey, Daddy, this is Dollar B.
BoxingVoice.com.
No matter what nobody says, man, you can't fuck with me, man. You know, I can't be fucked with,
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Whether you pay to see me win, or you pay to see me lose, you're gonna pay. Look, your kids still gotta eat. I don't have to watch, any footage of a fight. I mean, because I'm Floyd Mayweather, everybody gotta watch me. I knew eventually I was gonna have to fight Oscar. I feel like even straight up and down, no really no special effects.
BoxingVoice.com.
I can Canelo had the biggest deal. Your deal is for $300 million. And I made $350 million just in one fight. And you're fighting on the app.
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm a king, okay? I eat a feast. But every time I eat a feast. And when I get up from the table, I don't give a fuck who get the leftovers. At the end of the day, follow my green print.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BoxingVoice.com.
Good morning, TBV. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs, and we will be talking Wilder versus Fury. It's fight week. The purses are in. Nevada Athletic Commission are reporting $5 million apiece. Dan Rayfield is reporting $25 million apiece. And let me reword that. Dan Rayfield is saying more than $25 million. Bloomberg.com is reporting $50 million going to Tyson Fury due to stipulations in his contract and the split between he and promoters. We definitely have a new big dog in the division, especially when talking about purses. $25 million guaranteed plus pay-per-view upside. Now, Bob Arum is being very, very optimistic with the pay-per-view numbers and what he believes will come in. Bloomberg is reporting that this is a $200 million fight. $200 million fight. They're saying from pay-per-view sales alone, they're going to rack up $160 million in pay-per-view sales alone. Then they're talking about $20 million in UK pay-per-views. So Bloomberg really, really doing, their job on this Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury fight. It's a huge payday, and the bout is going to reap huge, huge $200 million revenue. They're even saying, Bloomberg, that after they split with the cable provider, the two promoters will still get an opportunity to split $150 million. And I quote from the article, I'll screen share this as well. It's on Bloomberg.com. And, they've done their research. All we can do is follow it. So it says, the biggest source of revenue will be the U.S. pay-per-view purchases, which Arum projected would be $160 million and about 2 million pay-per-view buys at $79.99. The second biggest pool likely pay-per-view purchases in Fury's native UK, which are expected to be around $20 million. The fight will be airing in the middle of the night. Remember, they just recently raised the price for the Wilder Fury pay-per-view in the UK from, I think, $20 to $24.95. So it says here, once the networks and satellite providers get their cut, shared costs are removed, the pool available to two sides should be around $150 million, which Arum said will be split evenly with each promoter. The total paid to each fighter directly depends on the deal with his promoter. Arum said Fury's deal gives the boxer 70%, with Top Rank keeping the remaining 30%. Using rough math, that means Fury clears around $50 million from the bout, regardless of the outcome. It's a huge, huge, huge pot of money. Now, I think that the only downside to this is this entire article is based off the words of Arum. You know, if this was an article based off the words of Eddie Hearn, we would be flipping out. If this was an article based off the words of Tim Smith, a representative for PBC, we would be flipping out. So do we believe it is really the question. Do you believe that this fight can generate 2 million pay-per-view buys? Because that's the only way they're going to see those types of numbers. Because like the article states, that a huge portion of the revenue will be $160 million, which they're calculating from 2 million buys. So all this is very dependent on how well it sells. But according to sponsorship, all right, so where are we at? Let me see. Where I'm looking for the specific quote about the revenue. While the fight may set revenue records, it won't be the most lucrative. No, we not got that. Somewhere around here gives us a little bit more information that we need. Ticket sales at the MGM Grand Arena are on pace. They're on pace, meaning the analytics are giving uptick, meaning that they're on the right. They're in the right direction. So it says it's on pace to top. Top means to do better than $16 million. Add in revenue for merchandise, shirts, whatever paraphernalia, sponsorships, clothes, circuits, people not being able to get into the MGM Garden and watching in other MGM facilities and paying $150 to $200 to get in, closed circuit, and other foreign media, whether that be foreign television rights. Remember, DAZN is airing this in about four or five countries, so they got to cut a check out to them. So Bloomberg is saying that this fight will eclipse. They're not saying it's going to do better. They're using the word eclipse $200 million. But then they quickly, you know, brought us back to reality and saying that the biggest fight in history still is the fight that set all the revenue records, and that is Floyd Mayweather's long-awaited fight with Manny Pacquiao back in 2015, which generated and reported as much as $600 million. And by far the most ever for a boxing match. So, you know, look, this is Wilder and Fury's first, you know, they're stepping into that stage now. The winner moving forward will continue to be in articles that are dressed in huge numbers like this, is what I believe. Arum is banking a lot of the success on these commercials on the Super Bowl, and I quote, "I've been around as long as there's been a Super Bowl, and I've never seen two 30-second commercials for a fight. Not ever. And that's what Fox gave us for this fight," Arum said. "If we had to purchase that on the market, it would have cost us over $11 million. half of one of these men's purses, or at least 11 is being both commissioned purses, right, in Nevada. So they're expecting a huge push because of the, you know, Super Bowl and all the advertisement, the co-promotion between ESPN and Fox and all their shared, you know, entities. I'm hoping that it generates good numbers because it would make these two entities more prone to doing business. For Tyson Fury, I can see now why all the headlines say that he wants the rematch and that the rematch is more has more money, and that's because not only does he have a great deal with Top Rank, but there's also a great deal in place for the winner. If the winner wins, their contracts are already agreed upon for a third fight, specifying that the winner of Saturday's fights gets 60% of the next bout's revenue, not purse, next bout's revenue. So again, 150 mil, you know, they split in that, you know, 60% to the winner. The loser gets 40, but Aram said that they're both locked into that rematch, but the loser has the right to pull out and pull the plug, walk away. So a lot of interesting details coming out. It is very, very interesting. Walt Disney, which is a company that owns ESPN, which has the deal with Fury side and Fox, you have to assume have some sort of working relationship with Wilder. And they've teamed up to present what they are calling the biggest fight in the last 20 to 30 years. Both of them have done extensive work promoting this fight, with the ESPN.com and all the programming and their writers and their shoulder video programming, Fox doing all the same. You're really, really feeling, the buildup. Damn, I was hoping to get Frank Smith on the show, but that was for a totally different show. You know, I had got some interesting news earlier, but it was definitely misinterpreted. But yeah, man, Friday morning, it's weigh-in. Let me just report. They're also saying that Nevada has banned the two men from facing off at the weigh-in due to yesterday's shoving and pushing. You guys thought I was reading too much into shoving and pushing. That shoving and pushing got them basically shut down. No face-off. No face-off, bro. So you already know. So let's see here. What do we got? What do we got? We're going to go out to the phone lines. If you want to give us your opinion on Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, both being guaranteed more than $25 million. The article states that Fury 70-30, 70 to the fighter, 30 to the promoter, gives him the ability to make up to $50 million. No wonder he said all my fights are happening in the U.S. And these people talk about the money's in the U.K. $50 million. Fury came to the U.S. to make $50 million. Now, granted, the pay-per-view numbers have to do well in order for him to receive that much, but he's at least guaranteed $25 million. That's a lot of money. Big shout out to Mr. 704 with the super chat. I support TBB with my earned resources, but more importantly, motivation. Man, we working. With that being said, smash that like button, my people. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button in the future, present, past. It does help with the visibility of the show. So you can do it in the future, present, past. It doesn't matter. Just jumping in. You know, it is letting us know that you enjoy us being here daily to give you the boxing talk and to give you a platform where you can express yourself on any said topic, man. Like, look, this morning is the guarantee. Do you not believe it? Is it propaganda? Is this, you know, Bob Arum trying to sell the fight? Or do you believe that these two men will be making $25 million plus with pay-per-view upside. We're going to go out to these phone lines, man, and get your thoughts. You know the number to call in. It's Fight Week, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right. Going out to my boomerang in Arizona, Bomb Boxing. Good morning. What up?
What's up, Lester Gibbs? How you doing, my brother?
All good, brother. All good.
Well, I mean, I watched that weigh-in. I mean, yeah, he's in the heavyweight title fight. You guys are ready to go at it. But as far as, talk about the background, I'm on the street. But as far as the pushing and shoving, like, come on, it's a fight. Vegas is just looking out for their best interest, but I get it. I don't think it was that big of a deal. And nobody got pushed no 15 feet. Well, you know I'm going to come at you with that. But, man, I got Wilder by knockout by 7. I'm going to ride with that. I'm going to stay with that. And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. But I hit you on the boomerang.
For sure. All right. So let's get on out to Rock in San Francisco. What up, champ?
My fault. I was muted. Hey,
all good, brother.
Hey, I'm Juice Big Dog. Fight is tomorrow. I got my beer on deck. I got my alcohol on deck. I got my greenery on deck. But I don't think Bob is lying, even though I think Bob lies a lot, and I don't think a lot of us in the some of us in the boxing community, I don't think we don't call a spade when it comes to Bob sometimes. But I don't think he's lying. I think he's keeping it a buck. These dudes going to get paid, and they should get paid, you know what I mean, especially for the magnitude of this event. I mean, it kind of is what it is. But other than that, though, again, my guy, I'm just excited for the fight. Everybody else out there, though, smash that like button. Support TBV because you already know they're going to give us the coverage that we want during, before, after, the whole shit. Again, this is Rock from San Francisco with love.
Rock, man, thank you for tuning in. We're going out to New Jersey Zone. Derek, talk to us. Good morning.
Yo, what's going on, man? I'm sitting here hitting you up in the Skype chat.
I see. What's up, champ?
What's up? Nah, I was gonna say from last night, piggyback off of that, picking Wilder, man, and I'm picking Wilder by knockout. You know what I mean, in the 10th round. I hope it's a good fight, man. I hope Fury comes to bring it. You know what I mean, I hope he don't back down and try to dance around like he did on the last fight. And I actually hope that he come forward. And I'm hoping Wilder gets a knockout.
What do you think about the reports that, you know, they're both making a guaranteed $25 million plus? And when you read into the article, it says Fury got a 70-30 split with Bob where he can make almost $50 million or above $50 million for this fight if they're successful in getting 2 million pay-per-view buys.
I believe that. I actually believe it. I don't think Tyson Fury is no dummy. I think, you know, the man is about his money. The man is about making the best money he could make from his fights. So I do believe that he would get that kind of split, a 70-30 split. And I do think him and Wilder are both getting the 25. I don't think that's unbelievable. I think it's believable for both things.
All right, brother. I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in. Derek in New Jersey. If you want to call in, you know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. We are talking Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. It's fight week. The rematch is going down. Both men guaranteed to make more than $25 million each plus pay-per-view upside, really taking him to that next level without a doubt. Looking like we might have, let me just double check. I believe this is Civilian 11 or Checkmate. Let me check here. Definitely Civilian 11. Good morning.
Hey, man, good morning. Sorry I missed the first part of the show. Just trying to get some stuff done this morning. But, yeah, man, you know, all in all, I'm really happy that, you know, the fight's happening. I'm really happy that boxing has elevated and evolved since, you know, 2012, where a lot of these guys were just coming on the scene, 2011, 2012. And, you know, Fury does it again. You know what I mean? I just think that whoever wins this fight, I'm going for Fury. I think they need to just go take the Joshua fight and get it done. And I don't know if Wilder's going to make $50 million total with the pay-per-view buys. But if he doesn't, then he should have taken the Joshua fight a year ago. And that's all I got to say.
I mean, I don't think he should have taken it, because you got to remember, they were offering him $20 for Brazil. He got that. Then he got the pay-per-view with Luis Ortiz. Now he's getting $25 million guaranteed plus pay-per-view upside. Now his team did not comment on his financial situation. And what I mean by financial situation is his split with his promoter. You know, whether he gives 30% to the promoter, 40%, is it a 50-50 deal? We don't know. Fury's is in black and white because he uses MTK Management Group, and they're the ones that struck that deal. So we know that Fury gets a 70% of the overall revenue, and Bob takes home a 30. We don't know Wilder's percentage. And you got to remember, Wilder as a promoter, Bomb Squad Promotion is the lead promoter in this. It doesn't say TGB, then, you know, Bomb Squad. It's Bomb Squad first. So yeah, I mean, he'll be getting a check from there. So overall revenue, you know, we're going to have to wait completely to know the true number, but that's why Bloomberg is reporting 25 million plus for Wilder and 50 up to 50 million plus for Tyson, if they can achieve the alleged 2 million pay-per-view buys of the promoter, Bob Arum. He is figuring, because of the massive promotion, he believes because of the Super Bowl advertisements that's never been done in boxing, this should be taken to the next level. We'll see. Does that translate? We're going out to Arthur A. Wapaholics. What up?
What's good, man? What's good?
Hey, good morning.
I'm just happy for that. The fight's happening, man. I just want to say one thing about people. Just make sure people support the fight, because stuff like this, it helps for other stuff in the future. I feel like if you don't support this fight, then how can you say you want Spence and Crawford? You know what I'm saying? We always say we want the best versus the best, but when it's here, people want to complain about 25 pounds or 80 or so. You could still movies, go to the bar. It's different ways you can support the fight besides, you know, paying $80. So that's my thing. Just on streaming. That's my thing.
Nah,
that's
you're right, thing, man. People, you know, choosing to stream illegally, whatever the case may be, but then they get mad when they don't get Spence Crawford, or, you know, they don't get, you know, AJ Wilder. Well, won't you show the promoters that you're going to fucking pay and you're not going to illegally stream? And I get you. Maybe you're frustrated that you don't get the fights that you want, and that's why you want your, you know, illegal streaming campaign. I only mess with boxing. You know, I would be lost if boxing was gone. I would have to, you know, find a new hobby. And it ain't going to be one of them other sports. So, nah, man, I'm here to report daily on the sport I love. And every time something happens that's uplifting, I'm all about reporting on it. Like this $25 million for both of these fighters who, you know, have taken a lot of ridicule in the media over their purses, and now it's their time to shine. You know what I mean? It's their time to shine. It's their time for their names to be in the headlines. It's their time for the word million to be attached to their name.
Motherfucking murder, mayhem, last words of the stainless. Told you I would kill you, squeeze after I aim it. If you're talking money, then you're speaking my language. Or shut the fuck up and grown folks conversation.
Yo, GBV, what's up? What's good?
What up, what up? Good morning. It's Friday, baby. One day, it's over. We just got to go to sleep.
Right. Right, right, man. You on what I'm on, man. Hey, y'all can hear me on my NO shit. How my audio sound?
You good, you good.
Yo, I'm in the car driving, so I got y'all plugged in, but the phone on speaker, so hopefully I ain't too bad. I heard I'm good. First off, man, it's my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday,
young man,
champion.
Yo, appreciate that, man. A young man turned 42 today, man. That's 42 years above ground. You know what I'm saying? As a black man, usually they say we wouldn't even make it to 18. So it's a very motivational day for me. Plus, the boxing gods gave me the Wilder Fury 2 pay-per-view for my birthday. I got the weigh-in today, man. I'm going to go to the barbershop. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on ESPN. All ready to talk. I was at the gas station yesterday and was like, yo, you watching the fight? And the black dude and the white dude was like, hell yeah, I'm watching that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's that internet driving around. I hear you, champ. You kind of broke up, but we.
And everything aligned. But yeah, man, I seen him. I met him, Adrian Broner, a whole bunch of these dudes, Deontay Wilder, a lot of these dudes. And when I sit there and see some of their heights, such as Mikey Garcia and Adrian Broner, that's the first thing I'm looking like. Obviously, I know it's levels to the game, but man, I sit there and I see them. I'm like, it's crazy. And I'm at, you know, three to four weight classes lower than what they're at, you know, at a higher weight class. So I definitely have the height and reach advantage over most of these guys. And you know, this guy Clark, he's pretty tall. I think he's what, 5'8" or 5'9". I think he has like an inch longer reach span, so that's gonna provide me with a different type of. Well, it's supposed to provide me with a different type of obstacle to overcome and whatnot. So we'll see how this thing go.
Yeah, you got to see, is he going to make it? It looks like he got a fight scheduled before he fights you, you know, and you got to hope he don't get knocked out and then the commission don't let him fight.
Oh, really? Usually I'd be paying attention to that. I haven't seen that. That must have just recently came up. I'm looking at that right now myself. Usually,
yeah,
I have that
probably,
was not up there.
He
like,
probably wanted a tune-up, you know?
Yeah, he's going to have something because the way I'm coming, hey, man, I'm under the lights, man. When I'm under the lights, that's where I'm on. That's when I shine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's pretty close. So hopefully he don't, and he's fighting. I'm looking at, you know, I got you on my TV. Like I said, if I wasn't calling in, I stay listening to the show. So I'm looking at it on my TV because you got a screen sharing. And that's pretty close to what our fight is. So we'll see how this thing plays out. Hopefully, I know my team said they got some backups just in case, man. They sent 12 offers out before anybody decided to say yeah to it.
Damn. And is there a lot of tape of you? Like, how do you think people know so much about you that they, you know, that your team has to go through 12 offers before they can hammer down an opponent?
Yeah, there's a lot of tape. I have damn near almost every last one of my amateur fights online on my YouTube channel, which I don't personally care. Somebody can sit there and study the tape. You're going to have to understand once you're in there with me, it's a lot different. You got to understand that you can watch video and you can see the hand speed, but once you're in there and the distance that's being closed, the movement, it's going to be a different ball game. And if you think that, okay, he does this and I can, you know, the fighting to your level of opponent is a true thing. And if somebody pushed me, obviously I want to get to that point where don't nobody have to push me. I just open it up myself and push the action. But if somebody pushed me, then they got to realize that I do got some punching power at this weight class, period, some snapping my punches. So I ain't going to be the biggest puncher, even though I do got some one-punch knockdowns and knockouts. So it'll be a rude awakening for them.
Well, it's fight week, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask for a prediction on the big pay-per-view event Saturday night. It's just go to sleep, wake up, and get to watch what they are calling the biggest fight in the last 30 years. Brother, what do you think of Wilder versus Fury, the rematch? Which way do you see it going?
Oh, I got Wilder winning 100%. It is the biggest match. One thing I was about to jump on you about, man, how you were sitting there talking about the Andy Ruiz and Andy Ruiz and Joshua too. He talked about that was the Super Bowl. Man, that wasn't no Super Bowl. This the Super Bowl right here. That was the Pro Bowl. I don't even watch football, but that the thing where they do like the All Stars. That's what that was. This right here is the real deal, and this is the biggest fight. Man, I got Wilder winning. I will say this. I wouldn't be, you know, I could see him winning on cards. He doesn't even necessarily have to knock him out. I had him winning the first fight, but I understood how it could be a draw. You know, you got two other people who see it a different way. But I had him winning on the cards for the first fight. But I definitely can understand why Fury do feel that he might be able to knock him out. I don't think he will, but I understand why he thinks that, because he did catch Wilder a number of times in that first fight and had Wilder buzz big time. Even if you watch the first fight over and look at the second round, he catches Wilder with a straight right, and Wilder stumbles back, not on some let me get out of way. He forced him back. So it's definitely going to be a way more intriguing fight this time, but I definitely roll with Wilder hands down, whether it's knockout or on points, one way or another. Man, I got my money on Wilder.
Do you have like a pay-per-view prediction on the buys? How many think you think this reaches in terms of the masses? There was an alleged 2 to 3 pay-per-view promotional commercials on the Super Bowl. So people are expecting big numbers. What's your thoughts?
Man, I for them, obviously it doesn't make a difference for me. For them, I hope that it does what they want it to do. I can't really say a number. I don't pay attention to that part. I just hope that it reaches their standards for the sport and for them personally. So then for the next set of people who do this, I always want to see great things happen in the sport of boxing for anybody, because I know once I get to that level, I know I have a history to go off of to create those kind of demands, or, you know, have those same type of same type of admirations to strive for. So I hope that it does what it needs to do. And nonetheless, I know I'm going to be a happy participant in this event right here. So I'm going to be happy to watch it. So I know no matter what, I'm going to be happy.
For sure. Mr. Sims, man, give out any social media for those people that aren't following you can do so. Give out some ticket information for anybody in the area where you may where you're going to be having that fight at. And once again, I want to thank you, obviously, for your time coming on the show, giving us an update on everything that is so icy, because we definitely want to continue to follow your career. I wish you great success. I hope that with your height and reach advantage, you can make a lot of noise in that division. It looks like you're towering over people. So I can't wait for your first television fight so we can get to see you live.
Yeah, man, definitely. I appreciate you having me on, man. Anybody can follow me at Marlon So Icy on all social media. You follow me on one, man, you can see the hyperlinks to get to the next one. So I appreciate the time that you allow me on your platform, actually coming on as a guest. You know, I always call in or I'm in the chats or whatnot. But so I appreciate the time and what you're doing for the sport. I appreciate everybody else who's tuned in and definitely follow me on this journey, man. I could definitely use the support, man. I don't call nobody fans. I call them support. If you hear supporting me on my dreams and my goals and you follow me, I appreciate it. So, yeah, definitely Marlon So Icy Sims on all social media. And that's where we at.
Champ, let's get you back on fight week, maybe before the weigh-in or after, whatever seems easier for you. You know, most fighters don't really like weigh-in days, but.
Oh, no, that shit easy to me. I still be as energetic as I am right now. I'm the same way. If you watch my last, I did a live stream for my whole last one on my Facebook page, and I was still, you know, energetic, moving around. I'm good because I'm making weight very easy and I'm making it smart. So I could definitely call you before or after. I'll probably call you after I see my opponent and whatnot, everything.
Now, is your weigh-in going to be on a Friday or a Thursday? What day is the fight?
Fight is on Friday, so it's Friday night fights, and then so weigh-in's gonna be Thursday.
All right, so maybe we could do a Thursday morning. Probably before your weigh-in or after. Hopefully it's after. If not, we could do that Thursday night and get you back on, brother, definitely. So, because we never know. Like we said, man, if your opponent doesn't get that win, he may not get approved for your fight. So you might have an opponent switch last week.
I had that happen before, so I'm ready for whoever. It don't matter. I don't need to watch no videos. As long as that person show up and we get in that ring, man, I'm gonna come out victorious. But I'm definitely like I said, it wasn't that his opponent thing wasn't up there like 2 days ago or so. So we'll see what happens, man. And at the end of the day, man, I hope that as long as I'm in that ring and get the victory, man, that's all that matters. But definitely.
All right, Mr. So Icy, give out that social media one more time before we let you go, and thank you again.
Yeah, man, Marlon So Icy Sims on all social media, Marlon So Icy on Instagram. And like I said, when I post one thing, man, you can follow it from the next one. I definitely post different things on each one sometimes. And you can definitely follow me on my YouTube channel, Marlon So Icy Sims, as well. And I appreciate you. I invite you all for the journey.
Marlon, man, thank you again. Update that Skype so it's not just a bunch of numbers. Get that Marlon So Icy pop in there before somebody steals your name. We're going out to Boomerang in Texas.
JD, motherfucker.
A lot of things I like to do, so, man, damn. Just try to get on my game. I'm a man, damn. I don't know why they're going to call me, because I'm a 54 pounder. But I have a brother that's 160.
Yo, shout out to Marlon, man. I just gave you a follow on IG. Thanks, man. But I didn't get to call in last night about the fight. Listen, everybody know my favorite heavyweight. I got to keep saying it. Luis Ortiz. Much respect to Wilder for beating the guy. I'm looking forward to him getting a dramatic late stoppage this fight. As he, you know, I think he's going to start applying more pressure towards the end of the fight, and I think that's just how that's going to go. Yo, shout out to those numbers, man. Those numbers are crazy. 25 plus percentages.
25 million guaranteed or more plus the percentages. I mean, Fury could make up to 50 million plus if they do 2 million buys.
Man, look, man, that's crazy. And I think Info Joe had it right when he said, you know, hopefully they do good so we can get that bud. We can start mixing all these other fights in, man. ESPN, you know, along with PBC. So hopefully, man, we get a good show. You know what I'm saying? But that's all I got, man. I'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir. Next week, Border Wars, February 29th, is going down in Dallas. We got about eight fight card. So definitely hit us up if you're in the area. We will be allowing a select few. Not everybody gets to come to see Border Wars live. But if we choose you, you in there like swimwear. That's how we doing it. So February 29th is going down right before the Mikey and Vargas card. You know, TBV will be having their own card in Dallas. If you're interested, you already know. All right, let's see what we got. We got, did we ever get to CYP? CYP, what up? And Bo and Bama, you never pressed one.
You got to me the first time. This is the second time. You know it's funny, man. You did your research. You gave credible names, credible sources to where the money's coming from, how the money's coming. And this is the shit that pisses me off. These men have a job to do to be credible, to do their research. It's their job. Like these dudes in the chat, how they flip burgers. You know how your job is to let it fry for 10 seconds, flip it for another 10 seconds, put the onions on and put the lettuce on correctly. You see, that's a job. That's a skill you do. These dudes have a skill. We respect your burger flipping, so respect their research. If you think they lying, you think we full of shit, why the fuck do you tune in and listen to a show that does nothing but lie and tell you bullshit? You must be a fucking, you must be an idiot. Let me calm it down. You must be an idiot. Stop the hate, because I'm sniping all you who owe me money, B. I'm sniping you. CYP out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, the information is definitely coming from Bloomberg.com. It's all over, you know, look, you don't want to believe it. It's understandable. You know, a lot of people wanted Wilder to fail for a lot of years. There was a lot of propaganda being, you know, spread that, you know, the whole Who Are You campaign, Get Your Profile Up campaign. And, you know, now we're here. We're here. You know, the profile is up. They're no longer Who Are You. He is to this day and Mr., you know, One Punch Man. So, look, haters gonna hate, but, you know, it was a song. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. And that's really what it is. Like, if they not hating on you, you not doing something right. So, Mr. 704, I just want to give you a shout out once again with a super chat. Says, shout out to Ness. Bro, the work ethic motivates me. Boss hog. And I want to actually come back with another one. I swear I misinterpreted the Earl Spence tweet. I was all over that shit. I still want to kind of do it, but it's not as exciting as what I once thought. Does Matt with the super chat says, does Fury get 70-30 with Bob? Because he still has to give a cut to Frank Warren. Now, that's definitely between Fury and Warren, and you may be absolutely right. You may be absolutely right. Or, you know, Warren's percentage could be out of the 30% of Bob because, just, you know, remember in our interview with Lou DiBella, Lou said, I don't want to turn over my fighter to the Top Rank. You know, you got to turn over your fighter. So if you're turning over your fighter, why would your fighter be paying you? It should be Bob paying Frank a cut. I don't know. We, you know, that's a lot of detail that I wish we had, but, you know, I think with as the more and more we interview people, things like this slip out and we get that type of information. I mean, just the fact that we know that Fury's got a 70-30 split with his promoter. Sweet. We got Adrian Taylor with the super chat that says, if you say that about Martin, what does that say for Wilder Stavern when Joe Joyce beat him in 6 rounds? And don't get me no, I guess he meant to say, don't give me no excuse about he wasn't in shape. I don't know. Maybe is Adrian going at Stunner? I know Stunner is a – no. Yeah, I guess it could be you, Stunner, right? You said that Washington would stop Martin and then Martin is in the nothing and then we would realize that AJ is in nothing because Washington would stop Martin. So maybe that was specifically for you. We got P. Black Mole who says theaters in New York City sold out already. Should have had more. So if that's true, hopefully they open up more theaters or, you know, if not, well, that's definitely impressive for Wilder Fury too, man. They are generating, man. I mean, like they said, the gate is on pace to make over, it says to top 16 million. So, you know, I mean, someone called in and said the nosebleeds were 1,000. So they're definitely charging, you know, top dollar for this fight. There's no games being played whatsoever. Steve, Chicago, I want to try you again, champ. You working? Just listening? Talk to me. And if anybody's watching this on YouTube, there's over 600 people watching. If you could just hit that thumbs up button, it helps with the visibility of the show. It just ensures that I'm going to keep doing this 7 days a week, multiple times a day, plus getting you jam-packed interviews with the Who's Who of Boxing. Steve, Chicago, talk to me.
Yeah, hey, good morning. How you doing, brother?
All good.
Do you know if they're streaming the earlier? Like, I know for a fact, Rolly and that kid from New Jersey, the young kid that's like 17, he's out there by you. I know they're not going to be on FS1. Yeah, FS1's only having 3 fights. Do you know? I didn't catch any information if that's going to be on social media, those fights. Do you know that? Do you know?
I do not. I haven't seen anything in press release. You know, they haven't sent me anything via press release, but they do. I would definitely let you know.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, because for right now, I know the 3 fights before the pay-per-view are going to be on FS1. So anyways, yeah, man, I just want to say this is a historic promotional event. I've been watching boxing for 30 years. I have never seen the amount of shoulder program promotional into it. This is definitely the Super Bowl. Ain't no doubt about it. I just hope everything goes well and we keep the sport going. And yeah, man, I'm pumped. I'm excited.
All right, all right. Well, Steve, man, thanks for calling in. Yeah, you know, I don't want to be let down. I'm going to be real. You know, I'm slightly nervous because of what you said. It's unprecedented. We've never seen this before. The promotion, they've given us everything we could have dreamed for, right? We've done shows in the past where we're like, oh, man, imagine if we could get a commercial on a Super Bowl. How good would that be? Blah, 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 right? So, you know, I'm interested, bro, in knowing how good this is going to do with this level of promotion. I mean, you got – I want to believe this is why sometimes we need Mike, because he watches all those other sports. And I want to believe these are the two biggest sports networks, you know, Fox Sports 1, ESPN, and they've come together to do this. So – you want to assume that there is no greater promotion than this, and if this doesn't do what we expect it to do, is it a failure? You know, I don't want to talk like that, but like we have to think about it. If this doesn't do the numbers that Bob is projecting, is it a failure? You know, because there was a lot of marketing put into this fight, you know? So just very interested, and I'm trying to be hopeful that it does, it exceeds expectations, you know? Because a lot of people are invested in making this a successful fight. And there is a lot of, it's a lot riding on this, man. It's a lot riding. I can see, you know, the Spence Crawford fight, you know, being dependent on the success of this, you know. This is an important fight for boxing fans. You know, if this does well, Spence Crawford, AJ, winner of the Fury Wilder fight gets done, because the numbers, when dollars and numbers make sense, everything makes sense. So, you know, it's a very important fight. You know, the other side, AJ and Eddie, they've been waiting for this. They knew what they bring to the table, and they've been waiting for someone else to be on that level. I mean, think about it. 2 years ago, we were talking about $50 million purse, you know, for just AJ, and he made now $65 million with a dude that we thought he would beat. You know, just 2 years ago, Wilder was accepting $12.5 million and $15 million flat, no upside, no nothing, and look at where we're at, where he's making $25 million plus pay-per-view percentage. You know, boxing's in a good place, man. I just hope that this works. We can't allow it to not work. So support it. Make sure you click it if you can't make it, because this is how we get the next fight. This is how we get the next fight. By showing that we will pay for the best facing the best. Now, look, obviously, you know, I want to live in a better world, the same world that you want to live in, where the best face the best and we don't have to pay $80 for it. I get it. But before you cry about that, just remember that we are living in this world. And the reality of this world is that, you know, no one is giving us the best versus the best. Rarely best versus the best cross promotion. You know, Maurice Hooker, Jose Ramirez is not, you know, Crawford Spence. It's not Wilder Fury, you know, and there's so many more. Gervonta Davis versus Teofimo Lopez. Gervonta Davis versus Vasyl Lomachenko. Gary Russell versus Shakur Stevenson. You know, there's so many fights that we could make if this
is a success. They will come together more, and we can possibly get it done. Now, I'm just hoping that that's the case, you know? I'm hoping that that's the case. You know I'm an optimistic person, man. We're going out to Stainless Boomerang. Talk to me.
Barbershop, man. Come back if you can.
All right. We're going out to Bomb Boxing. Boomerang, talk to me.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? Yeah, I'm right there with you, brother. But it's got to be big things. Tyson Fury was liking this to Tyson, you know, UK versus US, Tyson versus Lennox. You know, that did 1.97, almost 2 million buys. You know what I mean? Thinking, you know, this show. That was before social media. So if it can get to 2 million buys, this is unprecedented, in my opinion. And it's something that boxing really needs. Then that opens the door, like you said, for all these other organizations to work together, man. Let's do this damn thing. I just pray it gets to buy. And if you're in Phoenix area and you're a TBB supporter, I'm throwing a party at my place. You put me on the IG. We're having a fight party. So holler at your boy. I'll get back at you. And by the way, happy birthday, Stainless. Keep doing you, brother.
All right, all right, all right. Bond, thanks for calling in. Boomerang status, looking like we got a ringer in Alabama.
I don't think no motherfucking beat me. I'm not supposed to.
My nephew's a elite fighter. He ain't gonna, he wanna fight the guy that's proven himself and a guy that people think he can't beat. And that's how you get paid. Right? Right.
Bo Mack and Bo Jackson. Yeah, shout out Combo Riddick, Bo Mack and Bo Jackson, Bo and Bama. Man, you had a little speech then. That's your election speech just then, Ness. It sounded good, man. We do need to support. Don't forget, we also need to support TVB as well. Patreon, sign up, become a ringer, at least, you know what I'm saying? You can sign up for some lower tiers as well, but you become a ringer, you can be like me, man. I know you want to be like me. Call in, 2 minutes later, you're on the line in front of the masses, you know? I watched some of the previous Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder fights last night, just to put myself to sleep. You know, I got kind of bored. I ain't had nothing else to do. Watch a couple old fights. And I seen the fight where, shout out to Ohio Runs Boxing, I seen where Nicolai Furtha had caught Fury, man. That was some funny shit to see just randomly. So I checked that fight out. And I also watched the Wilder fight, bro. My boy ain't really doing that bad in the ring. We've taken a lot of rounds from him because we expected him to knock out and terrorize his opponent. But he actually wasn't doing bad in none of the fights that we claim he lost all the rounds in. He was throwing body shots. He was jabbing. He was doing all the shit everybody say to do. He was doing it. He was catching punches on the glove, catching hooks, and all type of stuff, man. My boy be fighting good. That's why we end up getting draws and people say Fury got robbed and whatnot, because people are expecting something that just hasn't happened just as of yet, as far as knockdowns and knockouts. That's what we expect. If we don't get it, it's kind of lackluster to the casual fans, because they only expect a knockout. But my boy be winning rounds, man. It's going to be a good fight. I hope Fury come in ready. I know Deontay coming ready. He always do. And I seen little stuff on Fury Lip, man. Did he get to fighting or something? Did he get to, like, fighting in his camp or something like that? He had the glasses on. He had a red spot on his lip. Looked like he already had a fight.
We don't know if he hot and something.
I don't know, man. It's looking kind of fishy. And then I feel like the face-off, that was just a good strategy move to keep all that playing. They were doing a lot of playing the first time. And I feel like,
well, that
I don't know, it made
done,
the fight.
That, that face off done cost us a weigh in face off. They banned now. They no longer can face off at the weigh in. According to Nevada, they have banned them from, you know, facing off. So, you know, people said I was reading too much into that push. I guess Nevada read too much into it too. They like, yo, we gonna have to slow this down before the fight happened, before the fight, you know. And that's the way it is, man. But I didn't mean to give no speech, man. I just want you guys to understand that if we want something, you know, we got to stand up. We got to stand together. If not, you know, we gonna fall for anything. Let me see here. Who we got? Looking like Sean in Ohio. What up?
What up? This me.
It is Sean in Ohio.
All right, what's up? What's the topic? You making predictions, or are you just talking about the numbers?
Nah, you can make your predictions. I mean, we ain't got nobody to write it. Official predictions was yesterday morning and yesterday evening. Mike ain't here to write it down, so you ain't gonna be able to gloat, you know, because I won't remember.
Oh, wow.
But
well,
it'll be recorded, right? It'll be recorded on audio. The world will remember. They'll get to hear your voice. They'll know who you picked and why and how you called it.
Oh, I'm picking Wilder. I've been with Wilder since I read about him in about 2010 in the USA Today. He was an American heavyweight from Alabama. And during that time, we was in the Klitschko era. So American heavyweight, I was happy. So I've been a Wilder fan ever since. I am nervous on the fight, though. I'm very nervous. I really hope Wilder wins, but because I see, like, what you see, the way you described some of the adversity that Wilder went through, or at least appeared to go through in the first fight, even though, like, he don't really recognize it when you interviewed him, it still looked like, I mean, he still took shots. So, you know, I have that little bit of nervousness. If one of those shots could be worse, but outside of that, I'm full-heartedly bomb squad. That's all I have.
Well, all right. Thank you for calling in, and do appreciate the time. Looks like we going out to Decatur, Georgia. Lids low. What it do?
What's happening, Liz? What's happening? Solo Dolo, man?
Scarface No Manolo.
I dig. Hey, that's why we respect you so much, because Ryan Sleet of Snowman, you're going to kick it out. Hey, but I really called to brag about this the promotion, man. Like, shout out to Fox and ESPN for, like, awesome, man. Like, I've been off the last 4 days, dog, and no matter damn near what channel I turn to, that shit on, man. So they did an awesome job. So we should be able to get this Crawford and that Spence fight, man. We definitely need that. They did an awesome job, though. But it's kind of a tricky pick, man. But I think Wilder going to do it. I picked 4 to 6 rounds. But the way these dudes talking, this seems like it's going to be like a real, real early night. So if he do, I ain't mad at it. But I'm going to go with Wilder.
All right, all
right. Hey, quick question. They said Rolly fight on FS1, right?
I don't even know who Rolly is.
You serious?
Who's that?
Wow, Rolly, man. Well, I don't know if you. I think he with the Mayweather camp. I don't quote me on
you,
it.
You think, huh? That's why I don't know who it is. That's why I don't know who he is. I don't know who's his promoter. I never heard of his promoter. I never heard of a promoter talking about him. I don't know who he is.
Okay, bet. I'll get back to you on that then, man.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, though, man. We all know Rolly is a Mayweather fighter. I'm just trying to make a point. Like, don't nobody know, boy. Yeah, man, he, like, got to get it together. We got about 2 more callers, and if you're on Skype, you might as well just stick with me. All we're going to do is switch from one show to the next. We got to talk about this Errol Spence opportunity that he's giving himself. And, yeah, we're going out to Troy in Baltimore. Boomerang, what up?
Hey, good morning, man. I'm going to stay with my pick, with Wilder. You know why already. We had this back and forth yesterday. I just want him to win because, like I said, I want White to get his pound of flesh. I don't believe it's going to be a knockout. I think they're selling Wolf tickets. here's why. You know, you can't change who you are, you know, overnight like that. Fury is a guy that moves and does what he does. That's his instinct. So now, you know, now you're trying to sell. You're going to come in at 270 and you're going to bang somebody out. Okay. I, you know what? I guess he has a bridge to sell me too. I don't buy that. I just think he's trying to get in Wilder's head, and I don't think Wilder's buying it neither. It'll be the same style of fight, but it might end a little different. But we'll see, because I can't tell until, you know, the end of the fight. So I'm going to stick with Wilder, and hopefully he'll win because White deserves his pound of flesh. Have a good day, man.
You too, man. Stay blessed, man. Stay blessed. We going out to... who we got here? We just had someone also join in on Skype. Let me double check here. Matabula, talk to me.
What's going on, bro? You all right?
All good, all good.
How you feeling about the fight?
Oh, man, I'm ready. I'm ready for the takeover.
Yeah, man. You know the lounges in the UK as well. It's like everyone's having these events like at 5 in the morning. That just tells you how big this is. So I think they might do good numbers out here as well, you know. Cause
let's hope, because they're calculating that they're going to make $20 million from UK pay-per-view sales. So they need the...
Yeah. I feel like it's very possible because, you know, the numbers have been epic here. Like, every media is talking about it. The likes of Gareth Davis have been having podcasts every day. So I feel like they'll do very good numbers out here. But to be honest with you, I think it's going to be a Fury win. I have a feeling about it, yeah. Like, I just think Fury will win. And I'm hearing whispers that AJ may be in the house as well.
If AJ comes, then we talking. Then I start respecting him big time. But I don't believe that. That's real men show up to the fight. Like, Wilder showed up to two AJ fights. Like the Gypsy King showed up to Wilder's fight. You know, I don't think AJ's doing that. I'm just saying.
I heard somewhere that he might show up. Because both of his managers are on the way to Vegas.
Let me tell you, Frank Smith just texted me and said that he couldn't be on the show because he's catching a flight to Vegas. But that's not his manager. His manager's Freddie Cunningham. So
yeah, Freddie Cunningham is on his way to Vegas as well.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, and Freddie Cunningham is, that's where Joshua is. Like, Joshua never goes out in public without Freddie Cunningham. And
listen, I hope you're right. I just think that that's a ballsy move, and I hope he does it. I hope he does it, honestly.
Because you know what? I feel like what they're looking to do here. I feel like Matchroom and Eddie Hearn know that Wilder definitely will win this fight. So the best thing that will probably happen is that after a fight, I feel like AJ and Wilder will have a conversation, because you know Wilder's friend from the UK. The
ballhead dude. He's friends with AJ.
After the fight, I feel like there will be a conversation, because Eddie Hearn, he's heard a lot about
that. I gotta cut you, but I doubt it, bro, because listen, just go based off today's show, you know, guaranteed $25 million plus the pay-per-view percentage, all right? Let me repeat that. Guaranteed $25 million plus, you know? Guaranteed more than $25 million each plus percentage of the pay-per-view. So they're going to wait for these numbers, bro. If you got Bob Arum talking about $2 million, like, I don't see why Bob would be saying $2 million. Unless he's hoping to fall on one. But if you throw in you setting the standard by saying $2 million, you got the bar set so high that if you do 200,000, if you do, well, definitely two is a no go. But like, they did three something the first one. What if they only doubled it, right? Like, Bob set the bar so high that only doubling the first pay per view would be a failure. So I don't think Bob is doing that. I think Bob is saying what he believes is going to do based off analytics. And if this fight comes anywhere near of numbers of course there's going to be a conversation, but it ain't going to happen immediately after the fight because of a mutual friend with a bald head. Believe me, that shit will not happen that way. It's going to be after all those analytics come in, all those numbers come in, and now you find out what is Wilder or Fury, the winner of that fight, worth. What's their worth? Throw in the towel. Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
How are you, brother?
All right, man. First of all, I want to shout out the platform, man. You know, y'all keep that boxing talk going. Y'all like the weather channel of boxing, man. Anytime I turn it on, I can get some good content. So shout out to y'all for that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
And I think Wilder going to do it, man. He might get him out of there real early. I'm talking about Dominique Brazil style. So that's what I'm going with, man. Deontay Wilder. Devastating KO. I'm talking about nasty, man.
Wow. I mean, Dominique Brazil style, that would be the statement of all statements to take out someone on that level. In that fashion, you know, that would be pretty scary.
Yes, it would. And that's my prediction, and that's my time, man. Everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy the fight.
Let's see if we can hang out a little bit longer, man. I just got my text from Tim Smith, who's waking up in Las Vegas time over there. What is it, 10:30? That means 3 hours back. Damn, 7:30. Sheesh. I'm sorry to wake you. All right. Let's see what else we got, man. Looks like the phone lines are in. I'm going to double check Blog Talk. I know it likes to go in and out every now and then, but if you are on Blog Talk like my man Jerron in Louisiana, don't forget to press that one button. That lets me know that you're ready to rock and roll and talk some boxing. Let's see, who do we got? Who do we got? CYP, we never gave you number 3. What up?
What up, man? I want to give a special shout out to my snipe brother, Southside Deucey, in the building. We sniping cats, man. Like, we got a list, you know what I'm saying? And cats out there owe me money. They didn't call me ugly. They didn't say he didn't knock out dude in Border Wars. We sniping you. Bop, 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 bop. Sit your little stupid ass in the corner, young man. $5 ass nigga. Keep it up, Southside. We in the house, man. We gonna call ourselves Snipe Gang. We the Snipe Gang, CYP and Southside. Watch your mouth. CYP out.
Okay, we got a brand new caller. I don't have this down, man. This is 737. 737, where are you calling in from, brother?
What's up, man? It's Damien from Texas.
Damien in Texas. Talk to us, brother. What's up?
Man, look, man. Deontay Wilder by knockout, first six rounds. I'm looking for the knockout, man. Another thing I want to talk about, explain how the hell is Tyson Fury a lineal champ? Because my last understanding was Lennox Lewis was the lineal because he was undisputed. Klitschko never had all the belts to be undisputed. So where's this lineal shit coming from? Just to get a better understanding, you know?
I mean, just because at the time that the two Klitschko brothers fought, you know, they kind of just gave that lineal status to Vlad because they were the two dominant heavyweights and they were brothers. They were not going to fight each other. Honestly speaking, I don't have any issue with Vlad having lineal status. He defended those belts, all four of them, for 12 years, and he fought everybody. Uh-huh. He's fought guys that are still getting on people's resume now. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with Vlad's lineal status.
Well, regardless, Deontay Wilder, first 6 rounds, devastating fashion.
Bam Squad! Damien, thank you for calling in, champ. We're going out to Louisiana. We got Jerron. Talk to us, brother.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. I'm definitely excited about this fight. You know, it's Mardi Gras time down here where I'm from, so I figured Saturday night, either people catching the parade early or they're going to be trying not to get their phones knocked out of their hands because they're going to be trying to watch the fight from the parade route. It would not surprise me for AJ to show up because, I mean, he's got to be burning his behind that they're saying that this is the fight between the two best heavyweights, and he's got all the belts, supposedly. I'm also excited about Baltimore. I haven't signed up yet, but I'm about to get a workout in myself. I'm going to have to get in contact with N.O. or one of the other callers from New Orleans and try to find me a gym out there because they don't have any in Homer where I'm from. But that's my call.
All right. Well, man, we would love to have anybody on Border Wars, man. Remember, it's about weight loss first, man. We try to match up everybody properly. We're going out to our ringer. Josh, what up? North Carolina.
What up, Ness? Shout out TVV.
What up?
What's good with y'all? Hey, Ness, I want to ask you a question, man. What you think these pay-per-view vibes going to be like, man? I'm thinking it might be 1.2 at least million, bro. What you thinking?
Hey, man, I'm with Bob until proven wrong. We going with 2 mil.
Say no more. Fury, he getting a big pop, but I think at the end of the day, after Fury split all that up, because I heard you say 30% of that going to top rank. I believe Fury might end up with 15, 20 million because, you know, he got to pay MTK Global and Frank Warren. So, I mean, he's still cashing out, though, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. But like I said, this is going to be a ninth round knockout for my boy Wilder. And to you UK fans, if y'all talking about AJ really want to fight Wilder, he should be at this fight tomorrow. Point blank. I know he's fighting Pulev, but he should be at this fight tomorrow if he's really about that life. But I don't think he's about that life. He's the woke. The weakest heavyweight of all time. I holler at you, Ness. I holler at you tomorrow. Post-show reaction. I'm out.
Yo, I never heard the woke, the weakest heavyweight of all time. That's crazy. Let's see what we got. Looking like Lance in Ohio. What up?
Yo, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
All good, brother. All good. Good morning.
Yo, man, I just been watching all the hype to the fights, man, watching all the videos, press conferences. Man, like, I ain't been as excited for a fight in a super long time. I got Wilder in 7 rounds. I've been watching a lot of, clips and tapes on these guys, man. I think Wilder is going to shake him up with a left hook to the body. It looks like they've been working on that a lot in camp and the videos I've seen. I wonder what your thoughts are. You think he's going to go to the body more, or do you think he's going to, you know, kind of be patient like Ortiz, too, and kind of sit on that right hand?
I would love him to go to the body, honestly.
Yeah, it's hard to call, man. I got to give Fury all the credit in the world. You know what I mean? Like, I did underestimate him the first fight. I thought Wilder was going to steamroll him. He didn't do that. So now, you know, I'm expecting a better Fury. I'm expecting a better, Wilder. So I'm thinking left hook, right hand, you know, rather than right hand, left hook like he did the first time. I think he's going to walk him into it. I don't see it going past 6, man.
Well, all right. Well, listen, I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in. We're going to go out to a super-duper-duper-duper treat. You know what I'm saying? So, look, hit the thumbs up button because of the treat. Share the show because of this treat. I mean, send me a cup of coffee, a super chat for a cup of Dunkin' Donuts. You know what I mean? Not the donuts, just the coffee. Because of this treat. Because guess who we about to get on? We merging them right now. We're not merging them. We're actually calling them right now. So we're gonna play some music in the background while we get Tim Smith. Yeah. Right hand man of Al. So I'll be back.
BoxingWiz.com. What broke him down? Was it just a body punch? When I was hitting him with body punch, and I heard him, actually, he was crying in there.
You're saying that Big was crying when
yes.
You hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
absolutely,
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Beyonce Productions. African woman's justice. Like, oh, oh, oh.
Let's go, champ. This is the champ.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back, and we have with us VP of Heyman Boxing, Tim Smith. He's live in Las Vegas, just waking up. Tim, once again, just thank you for the time coming on the show, and Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm fine, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. How's life? I mean, not too long ago, you were on the other side of all this, and you were a journalist, and now you're part of the biggest fight in the last 30 years is what people are calling it. Are you feeling the co-broadcast promotion from ESPN and Fox? Because you've been in this business for a while. Have you ever felt something like this, or do you think it's underwhelming?
No, you know what? I think it's unique. And someone else asked me the same question yesterday. I think it's unique in this perspective and in this way. Is that, you know, when we had co-promotions or co-broadcasts with HBO and Showtime, those are cable networks, and the reach was not nearly as vast as the reach is for this. You have two major networks. One is a cable network, but it happens to be the biggest, you know, cable network for sports, and that's ESPN. And then you have a terrestrial network in Fox that happens to be, you know, have a tremendous reach of, you know, like 190 million people. You know, I think ESPN is like 100 million people. So, you know, between them, you know, they're reaching nearly 300 million people in terms of broadcast. So that's a, you know, that's a far cry from what you had with Showtime and with HBO doing it. And then all the shoulder programming and, you know, the countdown shows, the fact that both of these networks have their own talk shows that are just going wall to wall with this thing. You know, yeah, it can be a little bit overwhelming. Sometimes you got to step back, you know, you walk through the MGM Grand and you got, you know, First Take with Stephen A, and then you got Speak for Yourself with Jason Whitlock. And, you know, you got all of these, all of these television shows that are going on, you know, in the lobby of the, not in the lobby, but in places in the MGM Grand, strategically placed. It's a lot. I mean, I've never seen anything in all the years that I covered the sport. I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, for old heads like me, you know, I go back to the days of, you know, Mike Tyson fighting in Vegas. And this has a Mike Tyson feel. I mean, this has like a big fight feel to it, you know, and it's probably going to be crazier today once the weigh-in, you know, happens, but fans are piling in. A lot of British fans are coming in, you know, so it certainly is a major promotion, one of the biggest ones I've ever seen since I've been, you know, covering the sport or being involved in the sport.
Now Bob Arum is, I want to say he's being optimistic, but it's not like we have not seen the type of numbers that he's throwing around before. And obviously we've seen 2 point whatever with a guy like Floyd and Canelo, but do you side with Bob Arum? Do you believe this fight can do 2 million plus buys on pay-per-view tomorrow night?
Well, I'm not a promoter and I'm not going to jump out there on that limb. I think, you know, pay-per-view has changed tremendously in the last few years, particularly with streaming service, particularly with the piracy and the theft of pay-per-view. I think that's a major factor. I don't know what the percentage is of theft of the signal and people watching it on illegal streams, but I would probably say that it's 30%. I mean, if I had to guess, I would think that a third of the people that are, you know, watching the fight haven't bought it. So, you know, to say that it's going to do 2 million, I think is, you know, a bit of hyperbole on the part of a promoter that's trying to sell a fight. But I think it's going to do, really well with this push behind it. And I don't know what those numbers are. That's not my expertise. That's not what I do. I don't sit around and project what pay-per-views are going to do. But, you know, just as a layman looking at it, just as a former journalist looking at it and being in the middle of it, I think it does very, very well.
Speaking of former positions, I don't know if you still play the part of the publicist for Deontay Wilder, but as a person that once was his publicist and may still be, where do you think his stardom has come, and when did you see, or what is that pivotal moment that you said, wow, that's it, he's reached that level?
Well, you know, I still don't think he's reached that level of what we consider boxing, you know, superstardom. I think this fight will make him that. But, you know, what he's always – and Ness, you've known him. I mean, you've been around Deontay for a long time. He's always had those qualities, those star-making qualities and everything. He's always, you know, been a charismatic character. He's always been, you know, the genuine article. He's always been authentic. And that's what I like about him. You know, he's always been that. And yeah, you know, I still – do PR for him and everything. But I've been trying to get people on him since he won the title in 2015, you know, just get people to just sit down and talk to him, man. You know, and once you sit down and talk to him, you realize that he is a star. You realize that he's built for this. He wants this. He wants to be, you know, that face of boxing. And, you know, he's an outstanding representative of the sport, you know, and he's a heavyweight. And so, as heavyweight boxing goes, you know, so goes the sport. And I think, you know, if he wins on Saturday night, he breaks through the ceiling, because he will have beaten, in my estimation, he will have beaten the two best heavyweights in the division in Luis Ortiz. And he beat Luis Ortiz twice, knocked him out twice, and he will have beaten, you know, Tyson Fury. You know, and to me, in my own looking at it, you know, those are the two best heavyweights in the division, and he will have, you know, defeated both of them. So, you know, his stardom, he's not broken through, but I saw it at the last Tyson Fury fight. I saw it before the Brazil fight, because when you walk around with him, there's so many people that gravitate toward him, and I measure, you know, where he is on the stardom scale by when we go to Super Bowl Radio Row, and, you know, just progressively, and we've been doing that since 2015, you know, and progressively the crowds around him, the number of, you know, radio outlets that want to talk to him has just grown, you know, exponentially. And you know, this year was off the charts, and we weren't there for very long, but everybody wanted to, you know, talk to the champ. Everybody wanted to take pictures with him. Everybody wanted him to sign an autograph. And, you know, the good thing about him, and the bad thing for me and my job in trying to get him to the next destination, is that he stops and signs and takes pictures with everybody. You know, he truly is, you know, the heavyweight champion of the people. And I think, you know, once he wins on Saturday night, that's going to be, you know, that's going to be through the roof. And I think that's the thing that pushes him over the top, where people are going to tune in to his next fight, regardless of who he fights. And that's, to me, that's the measure of when you push through to stardom, when people will buy a ticket, when people will tune in to watch you perform, regardless of who you're performing against.
Tim, having you put on your former writer hat, is there any way that you, I guess, justify the people saying that this fight creates the number one heavyweight in the world? Can you give me your reasons behind that, if you believe it?
Yeah, they're the two undefeated heavyweights in the world, you know, and they have demonstrated that they're willing to fight anybody at any time. And to me, that is justification enough. They fought each other. They put themselves in position to, you know, to have the rematch with a dramatic first fight and an unsatisfying ending for both guys. And, you know, not only do they talk it, but they walk it, you know. And Deontay has a point. You don't see people lining up to fight Luis Ortiz, and there's a reason for that. Luis Ortiz is a dangerous guy. When he steps into the ring, he brings, you know, not only great boxing ability, but he's a lefty, and he can crack. Nobody's lining up to step into the ring with him. And, you know, Deontay fought him twice, knocked him out twice. But I don't see anybody else ringing this cat's phone saying, you know, all the only thing you hear is, oh, he's an old man. Okay, if he's an old man, then get in the ring with him and knock him out. Do what Deontay did. And Tyson Fury, I mean, you know, he beat Klitschko. Now, that to me, that was one of the most boring heavyweight fights ever. But the guy beat the man who had the three titles, you know, before. And, you know, just opened the door for everybody. So his, you know, so in my estimation, that makes him, you know, one of the top heavyweights when he's in shape. And he's gotten himself back into position. He's gotten himself back into shape. He's fought his way back up. And, you know, so to me, though, that's one and two. The winner of this becomes the man, because then they become the person that doesn't have a loss on their record in the heavyweight division, and they're the champion. So to me, that's all the justification that you need. The winner will be undefeated, will be the only undefeated champion in the sport, in heavyweight boxing.
So for you, Anthony Joshua has taken himself out of that conversation by losing to Andy Ruiz?
Is he undefeated?
No, he's not.
Okay, yeah, he's taking himself out of the conversation for being one and two then.
Now, my question to people that say that is, he did, you know, rematch him and defeat the guy that beat him. What does that count for?
He did it by running around the ring. If you want to show me who you are as a champion, you do what Lennox Lewis did. Every rematch that Lennox Lewis had in his career with guys who beat him before, what did he do? He got into the ring, he stepped to them, and knocked them out, stopped them cold in their tracks. He didn't run around the ring and then after, you know, winning a dull decision, go, oh, yeah, well, I just wanted to display my boxing ability. Okay, we already know you can box. You've already proven you can box. Prove to me that you're a man, and you're going to step forward, and you're going to step to the guy who knocked you out. You're going to step to him and knock him out the same way he knocked you out. So that doesn't prove anything to me. That proves to me what I already knew. I already knew you could box. Step up and knock the guy out in the rematch. That's what Lennox Lewis did. That's what Deontay Wilder has done in his rematches, and we're about to see whether he's going to be able to do it to, you know, the second-best heavyweight in the division. He had the guy on the mat twice the first time around. And, you know, he couldn't keep him down. Let's see if he can keep him down and stop him this time. That's what a heavyweight champion does. He goes in there to stop the guy. Not to like, oh, I wanted to show my boxing skills and display to everybody that I could box. We already know you can box. If you couldn't box, you wouldn't be in the ring already. We already know that. Show us something about you. Show us something about your character.
Tim, you there?
I'm still here.